Forever Dog.
Mac, wait, what are you even doing here? You guys will literally let anyone on this podcast, won't you?
Mac is our third co-host, Mattia, so she's actually on every episode.
Oh, okay. Mac, mom texted me and said that your delicates are done for, like, she did your laundry, so.
My what?
Your thongs and stuff, they're ready. Do we all wear thongs here, or, like, what's the vibe?
God.
I don't wear thongs.
Oh, Mac is showing us her Marvel underwear. That's Patreon-only content.
Marvel underwear?
I don't want people to think I wear thongs.
We're recording. Ashley! You changed!
What?
Look at your shirt. I mean, it's just a new week, and this is what you've been wearing. You've been wearing this all day?
I have been wearing this all day.
Oh, Mac, you are so pleased with yourself right now. Oh, wow, a whole new outfit? Look at you in your whole new outfit. Totally different than the one before.
The thing is that some of us are more dedicated to our craft than others, and Elena clearly has the most dedication of any of us.
Ashley, you have CPT showing dedication. You have CPT and you're changing CPT. Your shirt.
Excuse me, I've been suffering from straight panic.
This is ableist.
We are being ableist. Mac
is being ableist by just switching
her hat. No, we are being ableist by not acknowledging Mac's pain.
Straight panic.
Thank straight you. Panic.
It's been hard. I've been in conversion therapy for the past week. Maybe cut that.
I love that. That's so funny. Okay. And I think
the idea of conversion therapy for queer people who are having straight thoughts is beautiful.
Wait,
yes,
rom-com, we should do this.
That's what this podcast is. This podcast is conversion therapy
for queer people. Conversion therapy is not funny.
Not the last episode, though.
I can just feel it already. Conversion therapy is not funny. Some people actually do conversion therapy.
Yes, hello. I grew up in a town. Yes, I grew up in a town where there was conversion therapy. I grew up in a church that was not, it was a bad experience. I went to summer camp every friggin' year as a kid where they wanted us to get tattoos of like purity rings so that we wouldn't have sex with men. And then when we got married,
oh my God.
Like, I was in it.
You have so much more trauma than I think you know.
Yeah.
That you have. Elena, I worry about your trauma. I actually worry about your
that
trauma
so
on like a regular basis.
So heartfelt but condescending at the same time.
I've never felt
you
so
have a lot more
simultaneously
trauma than I think you
cared
know you
for
do.
And belittled
that
at the same moment.
Mac, that actually encapsulates my entire personality. I am both condescending people and extremely empathetic to what they're going through. That is my sense of humor. I will absolutely
trigger
make
warning,
fun
slurp.
Of you. And I feel...
Oh, God.
Not the conversion therapy.
That was the most offensive
the
thing to happen yet.
The conversion therapy was fine.
On this episode. Conversion therapy, fine. No, I'm saying I'm allowed to make jokes about conversion therapy, okay?
I think anyone who makes jokes about conversion therapy, as long as it's not like, wow, conversion therapy is awesome, how stupid are gay people? That's the only joke you're not allowed to make. That's what people don't understand about jokes.
I want to hear someone make that joke. I want to see a comedian get up
on
stage.
Where's the joke in
that? I'll make it right now.
Conversion therapy is amazing.
Okay, here's the thing.
Aren't gay people stupid?
Okay, here's the thing. Have you met a gay person? Look at what I'm wearing right now. This is so dumb. No one should be allowed to be gay. Let's put everyone in conversion therapy. Do you think it's dumb, though?
No. I think it's really cute, Ashley.
Yeah,
I think it's super cool. And I only put it on because it was literally next to my couch because from the podcast that we won't mention, the other podcast that I have that we will not mention.
Having a sex.
Someone in the comments of one of our last episodes said that Ashley, the way you were sitting, you were covering the having sex, so it looked like the poster just said we're gay, and it's like, and it's perfect.
I was displaying things that I bought at the thrift shop next to the couch. I haven't even washed this yet. The tag is still on it, but because it is a new week and every week I change my shirt.
Once a week.
Exactly one
do
time.
A weekly shirt change.
I was like, well, you know, I might as well just throw
it's
it on.
It's beautiful. I appreciate the participation.
Mm-hmm. Mac, we require Mattia.
All right. Let's shoot her a link.
Just stay tuned, listener. We are
bringing in.
She's just still in the
Mac
green room.
Mac actually does look like Mattia's agent right now.
Absolutely.
Can you get in here, please? We sent you the link.
We need you right now. Email.
Your call time was 12:20. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. While Mac is being her sister's agent, we are your chosen family. We're your gay family that you never had. Every week, we sit down around the dinner table and we talk about gay stuff. We talk about dating, life, being queer, everything you can't talk about with your regular family.
Changing your shirt.
CPT.
Yeah. Matt Reif.
My name is Elena Joy. And today I will be your mother.
Mac and Jimmy, I'm the hot teenage brother.
Mac is a Hollywood agent today.
Mac is baby / Mac Goldstein. That's so funny. Mac just muted her mic and is like, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy low, sell high.
This is what my agent looks like.
Oh, she's got a pen in behind her
she's
ear.
She's got the
now.
Pen in her ear. That's so funny. And I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm your dad. I'm your dad. You know whose
so
dad I am?
Yours.
Elena's sisters.
Oh, no.
Yep. Okay. And then, yeah, we're going to read some of your questions from the Instagram and from our patrons, which we prioritize, Chosen Family Podcast, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, and where you'll get a bonus episode, which we're going to record in just a few minutes. Where the fuck is Mattia?
Who will Mattia be? So we've got
she's
mom,
downloading
dad, and baby.
Chrome. Mattia is the annoying, like, 5-year-old cousin.
Okay.
That says, like, really unhinged shit and has no filter.
Perfect.
Great.
She just said when she gets on, she's going to, quote, roast the shit out of you guys.
No, why? I can hear her.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
just
hear
me.
Phone.
Just me.
I did
not
phone.
Say that. I didn't say that.
You guys heard that. Oh, somebody left a comment on one of our previous episodes asking for more about you, Ashley, and how you transitioned from computer science into comedy.
No.
Why not? I'm curious.
Because
I don't know how that happened. You talk about
because
coding.
Because I was never supposed to be doing computer science. I just did it because it was intellectually stimulating and creative enough and I was neurotic and I didn't want to allow myself to be my full self. And I was repressing myself, not as a gay woman, but as an artist. Mm-hmm. And there was no transition. This is what everyone thinks. They're like, oh, what was it like having to choose? There was no choice. I needed to do what I'm doing today. And the other thing was just like a thing I was doing to avoid doing this. So when I finally started
comedy, where did comedy start for you?
I was just really fucking sad that I hadn't started for a really long time. And then it felt like it was too late. I would describe that as college years, even high school years. I was like, oh, it's too late. Because I really wanted to be an actor. And then, you know, I studied computer science in college. The acting program where I went was really bad. And then finally I got out of college and I think it took me like literally 6 months to be like, oh, I'm fully depressed. I don't want to do this. Then I started writing a musical with my friend, so I moved home to finish the musical with him. That never ended up happening. And then I just started doing everything. I just started doing improv. I made sketches for YouTube, and I hated them. And in the similar fashion that I would, like, hot, angry cry about being gay and knowing I was gay and not wanting to talk about it, I would hot, angry cry about, like, how bad my videos were because there were people out there already doing it. It was so much better. And I like just didn't understand the creative process. You know what I mean? And so I did improv. And then, you know, I wasn't getting where I wanted to go with improv fast enough. So I just randomly tried stand-up comedy. And when I did that, I was like, oh, this is really cool because I get to see how bad everyone else is. Because you're doing open mic. So like everybody's bad.
So you only discovered stand-up for yourself post-college, 6 months, a year after college. So when
I was
saying
26 years old when I started stand-up.
Okay, so then when you're saying, oh, in high school, I already thought it was too late. What do you mean too late for what?
for me to like get famous as like a an actor.
Okay, so performance was your craft.
Performance
in various
performance and writing too. But like I, you know, I didn't have a lot of role models besides like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Mm-hmm. So I really tried, and then like a couple people that I saw on YouTube. Do you remember the Community channel? The girl who would like do sketches with herself,
Natalie Tran.
Yeah, Natalie Tran.
Yeah, hell yeah! I follow her on Instagram.
Loved her.
Me too.
I loved her.
Yes, she's a genius.
She was so great, and I did stuff like that, and it was like very observational humor.
Yeah,
super like not what I do in stand up at all. Like not even close. It was very much like, why are these sink knobs round? Like my hands are wet.
See, it's still funny though. Like it's
it was, but yeah, but now I'm funny, so I get to say fucking anything. But at the time, I was not funny.
Yeah, the execution wasn't there.
Yeah, not at all. Oh, is Mattia coming?
Mattia on the way. Mattia downloading Chrome so that Mattia can join.
Why,
Mattia? Be
why
soon.
Are you talking? Not only are you her agent, but you got into a severe accident.
Ashley, oh, Mac has changed.
This episode is bananas. This episode, what do we eat? Bananas.
But I just don't know how this is going to go, you guys. Just, I want, listener, you fucking asked for this. You requested it. You begged for it.
I don't think people know who Mattia really is.
I don't know who Mattia really is.
That's what's so funny about Mattia. You just, she's an enigma.
And did you get her list of demands?
I got the list of demands. All,
Elena?
Let's read them out.
Yeah, here. Let's pull them up. Bananas, pre-peeled, pre-cut.
Ew. Wait, you have a different list than I do?
I guess.
All right, I'll go now. Coffee delivered to me 10 minutes before filming.
Wait, now I'm confused. Is there an actual list? No.
Yeah, there's an actual list.
I
made that up.
I didn't send you the list.
No, I don't have a list.
No, I have the list.
Yeah, definitely listen very closely, Elena.
Need to be complimented by everyone to make me feel like I'm in a safe space and loved. We can do that. Easy. When I say anything remotely funny, I want everyone to die of laughter and cry of joy a little bit.
Can this be my list as well going forward?
For life.
I will not be answering any questions regarding grapes, which is a little bit, what is going on with
that's
the grapes?
Really important. Mattia's start on the internet started because of grapes.
Oh.
She made videos. Well, grapes. Then you answer it.
So we don't mention grapes.
What are the grapes? What are the grapes between us?
Yeah, quick, tell
just
us
between
quick.
Us. Basically, she had these grapes and she would draw faces on them. They were very small grapes. There was one named Rupert. He was a troublemaker, big troublemaker.
Okay.
These grapes would go around and do crazy shit and she would film it and put it on TikTok. They went viral every time. She got famous off of grapes and then she had to make a transition into regular content. It was difficult. It was traumatizing. It was very hard for her.
No,
she's not over it. She doesn't like when people comment on her grapes. It was a really difficult transition.
Okay, we leave Rupert out of it.
Nobody mentioned the grapes.
Wait, what kind of grape content? Is it still up there?
Green grape content?
Okay, so all white. So wait, what? What? Wait, no. What is going on here? I need to Google the grapes. Is it the beginning of her? Is it at the beginning of her?
You
page?
Might want to make it quick.
Or are they
she's
going
to show up here at any minute.
Just look up Rupert TikTok grapes.
Can you seriously, where the fuck is Mattia? Like, we can't, what are we doing here?
Reading the
Maybe
list of
demands.
Maybe
she wants the episode to just be us talking about her.
Don't even give her the thought. Don't even let that enter her brain. I will not answer any questions regarding anything from the year 2011. What's that? Is this worth it?
Here, yes it is. It's absolutely worth it.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients.
My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
Matias here. Right, awesome.
Good
Mac
job, Mac.
Mac is your agent and your producer.
Yeah, actually, Mac seriously. Didn't help me at all. She actually just threatened me before I came on, so.
Well, it worked.
Mac, wait, what are you even doing here? You guys will literally let anyone on this podcast, won't you?
Mac is our third co-host, Mattia, so she's actually on every episode.
Oh, okay. Mac, mom texted me and said that your delicates are done for, like, she did your laundry, so.
My what?
Your thongs and stuff, they're ready.
My
thongs. Elena, go is pick them up after this. Are Mac's lacy thongs ready, and did you text Mac that?
I thought I texted Mac, but I guess Mattia went to you by accident. I'm sorry,
I hate
Mac.
This plot line. This is disgusting.
Sorry, honey. I know you're sensitive, well, but you're delicate.
Valid if you wear thongs.
Yeah, I just know you're sensitive about it.
But my body, my choice.
What do you guys think of thongs? Do we all wear thongs here? Or, like, what's the vibe? I'll be right back.
God, fuck.
I don't wear thongs.
Oh, Mac is showing Mac, us her Mac. Marvel underwear. That's Patreon-only content.
Marvel underwear?
I don't want people to think I wear thongs.
Yeah, you just wear Batman underwear.
But my sister had to teach me that apparently wearing thongs to sleep is, like, really bad for your vulva. So I used to wear thongs constantly, and now I don't.
You wore thongs to sleep?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wasn't that uncomfortable, though?
I guess I got used to it. Now it would be uncomfortable because I don't do it anymore.
Straight Elena, like, is so upsetting to me.
Straight Elena, like, truly had no idea of, like, what felt good for her own body.
Yeah.
Like, not a clue. Thongs to bed.
Aw. This episode is called Waiting for Mattia. All right,
okay.
We're here.
Oh.
We're queer.
Mattia, was it worth
Mattia
it?
Mattia and Jimmy.
Will it be worth it?
We hope so. We fucking
it will
hope
be.
So.
It's already worth it.
You know, I'd like to say I was worth it, but, like, the coffee didn't come, so I sent a list.
Yes,
of,
we're
like,
really, we're, yeah, okay. No, you're,
we
your
were
people,
reviewing
we got
the
message from your people, and we're really sorry. We actually, the Postmates, I checked the app, something happened. I think their bike got a flat tire, and we're just really sorry that the coffee didn't make it.
You know, I'll forgive you guys this time, but wait, before we, like, we didn't talk about payment or anything, so what's kind of the, like,
we'll be sending you a check.
Okay.
After the show.
I feel like that's
Is
your
that okay?
agent's
check
responsibility
work
to discuss those things
just
with
check,
you.
Mac, does check work for Mattia?
Check. Yeah, check. We do check.
All right, well, thanks for coming to Chosen Family. Mattia, we were just saying, who are you to us on the Chosen Family podcast? Are you our cousin?
Is this not a conflict of interest to have my blood family on the Chosen Family podcast?
A conflict of interest.
I'm not sure. Nepotism? Like, what kind of conflict of interest?
It's nepotism. Possibly.
Nepotism on the Chosen
it's
Family
nepotism.
Pod.
Mattia is a Nepo baby, okay?
Hey, don't say that. She worked to get here. She worked to get on this podcast.
She made so much grape content to get
Ashley.
Oh my God.
Ashley.
Ashley, the list. What did we talk
made
about?
We made a pact to never bring up Rupert.
The grape content was so funny, Mattia. Why? Why'd you stop?
Michaela, what the hell have you done?
As her agent, you are making my life a living hell right now. I don't think you realize.
I had to go to Mac's apartment every night while she was sleeping and whisper in her ear, Mattia on the Chosen Podcast. Mattia on the Chosen Podcast.
It's called Chosen Family Podcast. Mattia. Oh. That might have been why it took so long, oh. Because that was not, in fact, the name of the
podcast. This is the wrong podcast.
Mattia, are you gay now? What's going on?
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been a journey.
Bachelor Nation.
I was about to say, like, with your hair, with your perfect long wavy locks right now, you saying
Can
it's
I just
been a
say,
journey?
Yeah, like I was shocked. you turned on your camera and I was shocked by your locks.
You look
okay,
beautiful.
Okay, so you guys read the list of demands. Okay, cool. Here we are. Yeah, I definitely like women. It's been figuring it out as we go. It took me a trip to LA to figure out and to, like, meet women that I actually, like, like, when I went, literally, when I went to LA, I met all these women that I was like, oh.
You just left Missouri and you were like,
yeah,
oh,
it wasn't going to LA, it was leaving Missouri.
Yeah. But I love the idea that you're like, oh, it took me a whole trip to LA. And I'm like, it took me an engagement to a man, 28 years of my life.
Like, wait, you were engaged to a man?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, I was.
It was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were gay. I'm so sorry. This is so
I
awkward.
Am gay.
Oh
no, she's gay. Okay, this is already worth it. Mattia being like, I thought you were gay. Just the weirdest neg of all time. The most accurate neg of all time. I thought you were gay. I am gay.
Oh my God.
It's so crazy how it can change like that. Like, one second you're engaged to a man, the next second
you're going to LA.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mattia, what type of girls are you into?
LA girls.
I really like cool, just cool fucking girls. Like, I like masculine energy, but Michaela, you know who I'm thinking about. I'm not going to say her name, but like,
I know who you're thinking
people
about.
That just have really good fashion sense. But then I also like women that dress like frat boys and like don't know what the fuck they're wearing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Ashley, you got one sister under your belt. Let's leave it at that. That smug smile.
Mattia's too young.
I'm 22, so.
That's insane.
Mattia, earlier me and Elena were fighting about which of our sisters that Ashley should go on a date with.
That's not what we were fighting about.
What were we fighting about? That's what I was fighting about.
I was fighting for Ashley to leave my sister B. And you were fighting to have Ashley not leave your sister.
Have you gone on any dates with women?
Technically, yes. But it wasn't... Okay, technically yes, but also technically no. I met a girl at a bar in Missouri. She walks in, full on Hey Mamas. And I was like, I can't...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I can't leave this bar without like saying something because I never see like a masculine lesbian here in Missouri.
Slim Pickens.
Literally. Yeah. So I went up to the bar and I like talked to her, asked her if she wanted to join us. She joined us. We ended up bar hopping, just her and I. She came back to my apartment. We like hung out and she kept getting these fucking phone calls all night and it was like super sketchy. And okay. I was like,
girlfriend.
And then it's her ex-girlfriend. But then a week later she calls me while I'm out and it was like, hey, my girlfriend's out of town. What are you doing? And I was like,
that's fucked up.
So you are gay. You've had the entirety of the gay experience in
okay.
that one.
I don't really have like a label on myself because like, I mean, I like women. I like pretty much everybody, but I don't know. I'm still like, I guess if I would put a label, I would say bi, but it's also just like I kind of just like being free and like being allowed to hook up with whoever I want. And
absolutely.
Well, I think also like I don't know if you want to open this can of worms, Mattia, but we've had discussions before about you not wanting to put a label on yourself with the platform that you have because of how hostile people can be towards changes in labeling yourself. And so you've been so scared to come out and officially say something because, first of all, the internet makes it where it has to be such a big deal. Like, there are hardly any coming outs that are, like, casual and just flow anymore.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that you just are worried about, like, if it changes. And I know a lot of queer people struggle with, like, well, what if I call myself a lesbian today, but then in 10 years I like a guy? What am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. And I know you've experienced a lot of that. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but...
What if you get engaged to a man and then all of a sudden are gay now?
Because we all thought you were gay.
So crazy.
So sorry, I thought you were gay. No, yeah. Mac, that's like, yeah, those are some really good points. And also, Mattia, like,
that is a really good
point. Us joking, saying you're gay now, I'm not trying to say you need to tell us your sexuality or anything
Don't worry. I'm not worried about that. But yeah, Mac, we have talked about that because, like, I mean, I see, here's my fear, like, I don't really have, like, a community right now. I'm kind of, like, a misfit in the way that, like, I'm not straight enough for the straight girls, but I'm not gay enough for all the gay women and people and everything. And
oh, you mean just like, in terms of friendship?
Just like, yeah, like friendship and stuff. But also like, I was talking to Matt because like, I don't want to have this big, like, first of all, I don't want to have a big come out anyways and be like, oh, I like women, by the way. Although it would be nice for women to know that I like them so that I can like get some DMs and stuff, you know, get some stuff started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Please leave that in the last episode.
It is a lot easier to get pussy when you are out. I will say.
Right.
Ashley, she's not even out yet. You can't be throwing around the P word.
Mattia wants to get pussy. That's what she told me.
Yeah, me and Ashley have been talking.
That was part of her list of demands.
She's off grape. She's on pussy. Sorry, what, Elena?
I said that was part of her list of demands. We hadn't gotten there yet, but like,
yes, the grapes to pussy pipeline.
No grapes.
Y'all grapes started one more time.
In 2011.
Y'all better shut the fuck up about those damn grapes. Okay? As I was saying, like, what if I come out and I'm like, oh, I'm bi, and then I start dating a man? Then I'm going to feel like I just got thrown into a community and then, like, immediately, like, pushed out.
Well, that's on the community. Yeah. That's not on you.
Yeah.
Like, and you've got to stop doing that.
Your bisexuality is still and would still be completely valid if you were dating a man. And that kind of representation is also important.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel very safe, like, basically, like, I call myself queer, but I feel very safe just kind of, like, keeping to myself and stuff, because then I'm not put out there to where someone can be like, wait, you're dating a man now? Like, you're, like, gone or whatever, and, like, I don't have to feel rejected by, like, any community by kind of, like, keeping to myself. If that makes sense.
And that's fair, totally. Right? Like, nobody owes the internet their sexuality or their relationships or their labels anything like that.
I do this all for you. I put myself out there. I put everything on the table. And if you know, you know. I will talk about my asshole for you. Go on.
No, but I just mean that I think that's... I hope you don't feel like... I'm sure you are feeling pressure from corners of the internet somewhere to share those parts of your life, and if you're not feeling like that's something you want to do right now,
it's such a say it's such a small minority of people that are actually that level of negativity and being that vocal. It is such a I know it's daunting because I've dealt with it myself, but like, it is actually a very small number of people that are
I think it's hard because you're right, it is small, the group, but they are so vocal about it. Loud. They're like so aggressive about their opinions in regards to it, that I think it, like you're saying, makes it a lot more daunting than it actually is. But
the new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something This Audacious and Sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Well, that was very vulnerable, Mattia. Do you have any idea what we do here?
On your favorite podcast, The Chosen Podcast?
Yeah, The Chosen Podcast. I'm don't you guys like just talk about like
we are drama and stuff? The Chosen Podcast.
The Chosen Podcast.
Amen. Very Missouri of us. The Chosen Podcast.
This is like a drama podcast, right?
It's a drama, it's a beef podcast primarily.
Yeah.
Let's talk about JoJo and Avery. So
wait, can we say something really quick? I do want to say one thing.
Oh, all right.
Always.
Okay.
It's not what you think it is. This probably won't even be relevant when this comes out. If I could delete one fucking app, it would be TikTok. And the queer community on TikTok right now is the most toxic I have ever seen it. These people, like, I've known that there are a lot of bullies on the app, but now they all think that it's okay because they're doing it together. I get it. JoJo Siwa does some stuff that is childish. Like, I get it. That's her brand. We all fucking know that. Getting on the app and making fun of her for that.
I don't really know much about it.
There are so many videos right now that are blowing up on TikTok, and it's just a bunch of, like, queer people making fun of the way that she is. She did, like, a dance in a club to poker face. It just pisses me off. She's just living her life. Like, I can't believe how easily a community that is supposed to be built on lifting each other up for our differences is banding together to isolate people because they enjoy different things.
Is it actually that many people?
It's a lot. It's like a trend right now on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of people.
To make fun of her?
To make fun of her. And
people are building, like, their entire TikTok brand around, like, quote-unquote covering the drama when really it's just kind of
shitting on.
Well,
we know who that is, but
yeah.
Are there others?
Yeah.
No, it's like random accounts right now. We'll just like post her shit and like laugh at her, and it's so frustrating. I get it. You think it's cringy. Okay, cool. If you don't fucking have anything nice to say, it's not. I understand commentating on somebody's life or actions and being like, mm-hmm. this is funny because of this in almost an intellectual way. Because if someone did that to me, exactly. If someone did that to me about something I did, I would be like, that's funny. But if someone just reposted one of my videos like shitting on me because I dance or like talk a certain way, it's just fucked up. It pisses me off.
Right. Like, well, just be fucking nice.
I hate to sound like an actual parent, but this is a person whose childhood was like robbed from her. There's no way she's okay. Like, I'm she's just now becoming an adult and deciding probably how to live her life with those ties still there and an enormous amount of pressure. She's very limited options given probably the result of her education growing. You know what I mean? Like, this is like, this is what is available to her. This is her job. And like, I don't know. I don't know anything about the drama, but I do think it's wrong to put a child into the entertainment business. So, like, I know that much. And so I have a lot of empathy for anybody who's, like, trying to find their way out and build their own thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's what's wild is the way that, like you said, Mac, people somehow suddenly think that bullying is okay because everybody's on the, like, everybody's doing it together.
Yeah,
it's like when,
exactly.
When all the corners of the internet come together for 1 month, 1 week, and decide this person is cringy and bad, it's like a free-for-all. Say whatever you want, be as mean as you want, because we all agree. Give it another 6 months, a year.
They're going to be on something else.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're going to look back and be like, wow, everyone was mean to JoJo.
Yeah. I will say this is like a big thing with so many parts of the internet. Like everyone decides to hate on a certain brand while meanwhile every other brand on the planet is continuing to use, and you're buying these things, continuing to use poor ethics generally, bad for the climate, child slave, like, you know, like there's just like all different types of things. But because you see that it's trendy, you've decided that this one is the one that matters. It's like it's like just optics and performance, whatever.
I guarantee that like almost anybody that sees that has hated on JoJo and they like see her in public, I guarantee they'll go up and ask to take a picture. And be
you're
like,
you're so.
Every time you respond to a hate DM, it's always like, oh, I didn't think you'd see this. I love your video so much. People, your content creators that you watch see the shit that you say to them. Treat them
we're
like fucking human beings.
We're not as busy as you think we are, okay? We see it. It comes up in our fucking feed. We are not that busy. We have time for your hate. But you're so right. No one's going up. And what would you say? JoJo, I think your content is cringe. Like, what?
Like, why would you even go up to her?
That would be such a weird thing to say.
Right. Also, what is she supposed to say to respond to that?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll do it different.
Oh, okay.
I'll change my whole brand.
Yeah.
I'll change everything.
Thanks for letting me know.
Myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I want to be clear. Can I say something? One more thing.
Of course.
I want to be clear that we're not commentating on the lesbian drama in itself.
Yeah.
Like, different people, I'm sure, are at fault for different things. Like, everybody's at fault for something, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. It's kids
Here's
living their lives.
Here's how little we're commentating on it. I actually don't know what you're referring to.
Good. I'm simply pointing out that, like, we should have more empathy for people that the internet is mobbing together to trash when it's not something that's hurting people.
Yes.
Like, if it's somebody that comes out and does something that harms people, I understand.
Sure. Yes.
This is a girl dancing to Lady Gaga in a club.
Yeah.
And there are viral videos of you guys shitting on her. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Let's put that energy towards Kevin.
Who's Kevin?
Kevin. No, let's not dive into Kevin.
Let's not get into it.
This is how little I know about shit. I'm like, who is
Ashley,
Kevin?
If you want to know who Kevin is, watch Mac's most recent thirst trap video on YouTube.
Okay.
Because we talk
about it. That's okay.
Okay, I have a question here from our private Patreon only Discord. Patreon.
Good work, Elena. Good
chosen
hosting.
Family
very
podcast.
Good hosting, mommy.
Thank. Ooh, that was the way you said, mommy. There was.
Did
was
you
sorry,
like
I was
that
thinking
you
about
like
your
that?
Sister. I don't know what I was. Sorry.
Oh, I've created a monster.
I'll stop. If you're genuinely
think,
uncomfortable, I'll stop because I don't know
I'm
where
not,
you.
Ashley,
oh, okay, great. Good.
It's not about her. It's about her sister.
Isn't this so weird that we checked in with each other and it was
yes!
just a joke?
Isn't it
wow,
so weird
wild.
How it's just a joke?
So
how,
crazy.
If I was actually uncomfortable, Ashley would stop. Wild. No, but I think that this.
Nah,
question
but I'm gonna
could...
fuck your sister. Whoops.
I'm gonna have to check in with my sister at this point.
That's
new merch
good.
Line drop.
Check in with
I'm
her
gonna fuck your sister.
I'm gonna fuck your sister.
Elena, is your sister gay?
No, but she's very hot.
No, she's very hot. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I think this question, Mattia, might be helpful for you in kind of what you're saying, the journey that you're on, and Ashley could possibly speak to it. How do you slut safely? And then some follow-up. I've never had a slut era, and I've almost always asked new partners about current STI status before any sexual contact, but it seems like such a hurdle to be safe, and I don't know what the norms are. So I think that this question is interesting, especially because of that last part, I don't know what the norms are.
Why do you think I'm going to be so helpful for this question?
Because you actively identify as a slut. Like, actively.
Well, I guess I can take the reins on this one.
Yeah, Mac, over to you.
Ashley, shut up. Fucking talk about it.
But is there, like, a sexy way to ask someone if they have a sexually transmitted infection or disease?
I don't know if there's
you
a
said
sex.
The whole thing.
Yes,
some people might
like
what
that,
it means.
Mattia, just not like that.
I'll tell you what I do. I don't know if there's a sexy way.
Okay,
first of all, I don't do oral... until I've decided to like be with a partner regularly. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty like safe. Like because I am a slut and I've had periods in my life where I've had sex with so many people in a week. I was like, I cannot be out here giving head.
Oh my God.
Well, if you want to be even safer than that, you could do it like DJ Kelly does, where he just doesn't give women head at all.
Or you could do it like Mac, which is...
Excuse me.
Not at all.
I actively give head.
No, Mac has to talk to them for 6 months before even kissing them. That's Mac's thing.
I don't mean give head. I mean have a slut face.
And to be clear, we're not actually making fun of Mac. We're just being...
No, yeah, we are.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little...
Mac has had so many STIs. We know. We're not making fun of her.
No one's had more STIs than Mac. Mac knows. If you have a question about STIs... Okay, what it stands for, I'm not even sure. We'll ask Mac. No, there's no shame. Like,
absolutely not.
Like, everyone has gets something, you know what I mean? So many of us get something, so it's really not a big deal. I always just ask before sex. I like, do we need to use any kind of protection is sort of how I phrase it. And I let people know I'm like, I don't have a need for something or I do have a need for something. And so therefore, we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a great brand called Laurels. If you do want to give or receive oral, they're like an underwear that you can that you literally wear them. So you don't have to like go through a whole thing with a dental dam. Check them out. Your friend Eva Bloom is a great resource for all things around like STIs and how to phrase this and stuff like that. So go check out Eva Bloom. But the way that I do it, because I'm not an expert on this, I just am a slut, but I ask if there's any reason that we need to use, would you like prefer to use protection or do you ever, because I only had one occasion where I had to tell someone that I had bacterial vaginosis. That was really funny. Bacterial vaginosis.
Very common.
Is super common. You can get it from sex or not from sex. You can just be in a vaginal funk, so to say.
Literally.
If you're like, that doesn't smell like usual, you've got bacterial vaginosis or yeast infection. You can get it from other people. I got it from this girl. I knew I got it from this girl because she was the only girl that I could have gotten it from. And man, was she pissed that I told her that she had.
Which is like, let's get rid of that stigma too, right?
Yes.
And saying like, hey, I got this thing from you. So like, I didn't
phrase it that way because I didn't want to be pointing a finger because I had a feeling she was not going to take it well just based on her personality. And now here I am. I had an STI. I brought it up to someone and I got pretty bad feedback and I am still here. I was shamed.
Right? Yes.
I was a slut. I was shamed and I am here. I made it. Like, I'm here. I'm alive. You know,
well,
it's so
and
easy
that's
to get
also
rid of
to say,
too.
Like, Ashley, you're saying that you're a very safe, careful person in terms of STIs and having sex, and you still got something. Like, there's also a component of like
luck.
Yeah,
fate.
Luck, exactly. And just fate. Like, it's really, it can feel like a really big deal. It doesn't have to be.
It's
a
really
so big
normal.
Deal. It's so
I've had
normal.
So many partners who I've asked, "Oh, what's your status?" and they just tell me their status and how to be safe about it because they know if people are doing a good job, they know. And then like I usually just do fingering. And I don't do cross-contaminated fingering when I'm having sex with someone. I'm just careful about it. And obviously no like tribbing or like vulva to vulva stuff. But again, you can get products specifically if you would like to do that. I just get tested regularly. And then when I have a partner that I do want to do more with, we both get tested and we talk about what our dating life is going to be and we go forward from there. It doesn't have to be a big deal.
Yeah.
The emotional component is more complicated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You have to let them know. Am I hogging the spotlight?
Oh, no.
I think you're just the only one that really can speak on it. I don't have anything to say right now. This is the parents talking to the children this episode.
Okay, your dad's a whore.
Wait, have we figured out where I fit into this family?
I don't really know.
Not really. No.
We'll figure it out later.
I feel like you're like a friend we invited over for... Well, it's kind of weird because you're actually Mac's sister. If you weren't Mac's actual sister, I'd be like, oh, you're Mac's friend from school. That she was like, can Mattia come over for dinner? And we were like, of course.
I could be like a cool aunt.
No.
Yeah. You're 20. You said you're 23?
22.
I was the only 22. One that supported Mattia in that choice. No!
One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wait, what I was gonna say about the like talking about SCIs and stuff, I have always like tried to come up with ways in my head how to like be sexy and ask someone if they have a sexually transmitted.
I can't believe you're trying to be sexy thing. I think it's like, just like you keep when it you're light.
Like in the middle of it and stuff, like I'm just like, so you, do you have a STD?
I do it.
You want to tell me about that thing?
Like, I don't know how to ask them. And I feel like I could be way, like, more of a slut. But I'm honestly afraid of getting an STD or an STI. So,
well, you don't have to be afraid. It's, like, very preventable. Like, it happens, totally. But it's, like, very preventable. And just most people have...
Think about fluid transfer. Like, that's a really kind of... it's simplifying it. But, like, at a basic level, most things are prevented by not exchanging fluids, bodily fluids. So that's where, like, also using like, your hands.
Make sure you get the HPV vaccine. Like, there's lots of things that you can do, you know. Yeah. Like, there's just, like, tons of ways to protect yourself. And also, like, you know, we want to be safe, but it's, like, very hard to spread herpes if you're not on an outbreak. Like, you can hook up with people who have STIs. And because they know how to manage them, they'll, unless they're evil, they're not going to do that to you. So
that's my fear.
Like, I think, like, you can also gauge a lot about the person that you maybe want to or maybe no longer would want to sleep with based on their reaction to you asking about their status. Like, if the, sure, you can try and be sexy and stuff, that's fine. But if you can ask in any way you want, and the important thing is that that person then respects the question, right? Like, if you ask someone, oh, you know, you're getting, I almost just said you're getting down, like getting down into it.
Yeah,
ooh, mommy.
Oh, mommy getting down.
Mommy getting down.
Oh, my God. And getting you ask down them for their status, and if they say, oh, I don't know, like, I've never been tested, or, oh, I don't know. Then it's like
you can tell from someone's reaction to like
exactly right. Or if like then if you're saying you want to use a certain type of protection and they get weird about it, like that's information you want to know.
Yes, totally.
You've completely the way people react.
Also, like I would say, keep it light. I would not do it like after clothes are off. If you anticipate that clothes might be coming, I mean, maybe that's like presumptuous. But you can even say like, I don't want to be presumptuous, but like. You know, do you mind, like, if I ask you if we need to use protection during this, like, I don't have my status is clear, quote unquote. I don't know what the correct PC way to say it is, but like, I don't have anything going on right now. That might be the way that I say it. Like, I don't have anything going on right now, but like, you know, is that
okay?
You know,
I got it. I got it. So like, at the bar, you're like,
yes, yeah.
You're like, can I buy you a drink? And also.
I want to take you home, but I gotta ask.
Have you ever had BV?
You got an STD?
I think everyone should get BV once. I think everyone should get BV once because I'm realizing people don't know they have it. And they think that that smell is normal. And that is where the stereotype about vaginas comes from.
Yes.
And I just want to let you know, I love the way pussy smells. Like, I'm a fucking disgusting. I'm an animal. I'm a filthy animal. You don't even want to know like when a woman's sweaty, like right back from the gym, let me in there. I'm a stink monster. I love it. Okay.
I love you, Pops. Okay. You always say what I'm thinking.
But there is an odor that is not a healthy one.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to shame.
It's very specific.
It's very specific. It either smells like dead, like rotting, or fish. And mm-hmm. you have BV. And it's very easy to get rid of.
It's easy to get rid of. There's no shame in it. And also, you can get BV. Like, we're kind of talking about it in the context of an STI.
This episode is sponsored by bacterial vaginosis.
No, truly. But, like, you can get it. So, apparently, folks with vulvas who sleep with other people who have vulvas have higher instances of BV because you can get it just from...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just because it's not necessarily you have to catch it from somebody. It's just when the flora and fauna all of your vagina, when that, like, gets all... If that gets unbalanced, and that can happen from saliva.
Right.
Not...
Right.
It's just when that gets mixed up, BV.
Yeah. So... I will say the other piece of it, emotional, let people know that you're being slut before.
Yeah, emotionally, I could not slut.
You have to say, I'm keeping things really casual, and I just want to let you know that right now, because mm-hmm. I'm good to have fun and, like, also feel connected to you or whatever, but, like, I am seeing other people, and I mm-hmm. want you to be aware of that. You have to say it up front.
Yeah, that would make me cry.
Michaela, oh my god, you're so embarrassing.
Like, I'm half kidding. If it was someone I was interested in, I'd be like, you don't want to be with me. Like, you don't want
to. Oh.
You don't want to, like, you know, get a little house in the woods and, like, maybe some cats and, like, it could be just you and me against the world. Michaela, and, like, we can just do that together and, you know, we can slut each other out. Like,
we can slut each other out.
You want to get BV together, baby?
We could create our own strain of flora. The most powerful BV, just powered by love and vulvas.
Oh my monogamy.
God. Oh, just, no.
Just the sweet, sweet stink of love.
Yeah, be upfront about it so you don't make, you know, little mask lesbians like me cry.
Oh, man.
And that's my endorsement.
No, I want to hear more about what Mattia is thinking during all of this. Yes, we have her as a guest, and I feel like totally. We just inundated her with BV talk.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, where are you at?
Well, I was just thinking dirty about, talk. Like, I'm literally envisioning myself, like, at a bar or something and, like, meeting someone and not wanting to be like, you want to casually hook up and, like, whatever. Because what if it ends up, you end up liking them and wanting it to be more, but, like, you also want to tell them that you're a slut. I don't know.
You don't know in that moment that you like them and want mm-hmm. it to be more. So you just save that conversation for when you start to feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget that, like, you can change your mind about things.
Yes.
Yes, of
that
course.
Goes back to the sexuality conversation.
Mm-hmm. You can it's always a tough change world your out mind. There.
You can always change your mind.
You can get your heart broken.
Mattia, do you have any closing words? We usually figure out what we had for dinner.
Or do you, do you have any questions for us as someone who's like kind of starting your sexuality journey? This is kind of the point of the podcast.
Do you have questions for your purebred lesbian older sister?
We're your lesbian aunt. You wanted to be an aunt.
I am fully 100% the lesbian alpha.
I'm not sure Matt Reif would agree with what you're saying.
I would also just like to say that I am kidding.
Before
someone
everybody
slides
knows
into my DMs.
Yeah,
Mattia, you would be surprised.
If anyone doesn't know she's kidding, go watch all of my TikTok videos and then decide if she's the alpha lesbian. Because no one will think that.
I hate when you act like your TikTok videos are accurate depictions of how I am.
Yeah, right.
I am playing a character. I am playing a character.
Well, I have a question for you two. Do you guys, like, get jealous of each other's TikTok success? Like, do you, like, ever wish you could be the other one?
No.
That has never happened to me before. We're really good at, like, helping each other succeed. Like, if she needs something done.
That's so sweet.
I
can't imagine people thinking that I enjoy playing the character that I play. I mean, no offense to you, Medea, because, like, the characters of your vision, that's not a character that I would play in any other sense. But, like, it is, it completes her vision and helps her succeed. And so, like, obviously I'm down to do that.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, we're definitely, like, not jealous. Like, I always ask her for advice and she gives me great advice and vice versa.
I was going to say the issue with me and Mattia is that we've been so connected since birth that we don't really talk about things because we exchange them telepathically, constantly. So, like we won't bring up topics with each other because we're just like, yeah, we agree. When we were kids, so I'm 18 months older than her. So we're like, as soon as my mom was ready, she went for it. And we would breastfeed at the same time with my mom. Yeah.
Isn't and a year we and a would, half a little bit old for breastfeeding?
I was really attached.
Damn, okay, so gay.
I love titties. On the record.
When did you stop? Oh, no.
Well, I guess I never really stopped. I don't know, actually. I have no idea. But I know I went long enough that we were going at the same time.
You and don't we have would, a like, memory of it, do you?
No.
No, okay. Our mom tells us like all the time, you guys would literally sit right here and be laughing at each other. And then
we would
go
like
back
take breaks
milk.
And look at each other and start cracking up and then just like start going again.
Yeah. And yo, my mom tells us all the time.
We're sucking a tit right now.
And now they're both queer. This is the pipeline. This is the double breastfeeding.
If you breastfeed your kid too long, they're gay.
Well, my mom just said it gives you a really nice jawline, but yeah.
That what? Time.
She always talks about, you guys have great jawlines because you breastfed for so long. That's what she says.
Is that? I think it's just, I think it's like a naturopathic parent thing to say.
Because I don't think that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, but Mac now. And I literally can read each other's minds. It's like ridiculous.
You're like, what are you thinking about? 3, 2, 1, breastfeeding.
Poops.
See, me and Ashley can do it too.
We did it right there. We've been married and divorced so long that we really just understand each other. All right. Well, Mattia, what are you working on?
I'm kind of committing more to YouTube right now, working on YouTube. I'm about to do season 2 of Dating Strangers in Your 20s, where I find strangers off of Hinge and bring them into my apartment. Go on a first date with them and film it.
Yes.
That's so fun.
Make them really uncomfortable pretty much. No, I mean, I don't try to.
No, okay. Shut up. I hate when you do this.
Max,
this series is literally so fucking good. And she's not going to talk about it that much because it's her own thing. And like, we're all the same with our shit like this too. But literally, think about where I live, people. I live in Springfield, Missouri in the Midwest. She sources dating options out of Springfield, Missouri, brings them to her apartment, films their first ever meeting, their first ever date. There's like a theme for each episode. One episode, she pretended like she was obsessed with her ex, and it's like very subtle.
That's
and
hysterical.
That episode, the guy actually ended up being obsessed with his ex, so it was hilarious. Ha! She produces the entire thing. She edits the entire thing herself. She's doing all of the behind the scenes work. These videos are so good. Like, these videos are better than a lot of these internet companies that put out content and have full production teams and have full staff. The only people behind the camera, it's my buddy Dylan that films stuff. And then I stand back there and give her like little notes just from being like her second brain outside perspective of what I know she wants and like can't see because she's in it.
It actually is crazy because I made a video with both of you guys in the green room at my show in St. Louis. And it was crazy how you knew what each other wanted. And at first, I remember feeling like, oh, they just like understand TikTok so much better than I do. And so they're like doing a thing. But you actually were just totally on the same wavelength. And I wasn't in on it. I'm realizing now.
Thanks, Mac. I appreciate that. Mac also has a segment in it where I bring in my gay sister to like interrogate my date because they were all guys in season one. I kind of was looking for women, but there's just like not really any women. So I'm going to try to find some women for season 2.
Well, at the show in Springfield, why don't we source some?
Yeah, no, that's literally what I'm planning on doing. There's this one specific lesbian that I see around town, and I've never talked to her, but she's so hot. And
she
really
will be at the show.
I'm hoping she goes.
No doubt.
We're hoping.
And I can, like, meet her for final, because, like, for her to, like, see that I'm friends with the comedian, like, on stage.
She actually put me on a date for season one, too, because she was going to, like, use it for promotion.
Oh, yeah, I never edited and posted it because it literally was, the video was, like, laggy as fuck, and I could not edit it.
I called my girlfriend right after that date and was, like, like, that was one of the moments where I was, like, no, I'm really into this girl. Like, I can't see other people.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Mattia. But it was, I mean, it was a nice date. The girl was really sweet.
Mattia, every week we decide what we had for dinner as a family. What would you say we ate tonight as a family, besides grapes?
Something with fungus in it, like mushroom vibe. Yeasty bread, probably. There was some bread.
We went mushroom hunting.
Foraging.
Yeah.
Foraging.
Maybe like a vegan bolognese with like mushroom like sauce. Yeah.
And a sourdough.
And a sourdough. Yeah. Well, this was really fun. I think the next episode we're recording is a Patreon bonus, right? I'm going to do main tea on the Patreon.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you guys who my girlfriend is.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Hopefully they signed up before I said I was kidding.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm at Miss Fender with two R's, Elena Joy.
I'm at Ashgavs.
I'm at Mac Injimi.
I'm at Mattia Injimi.
Wait, your last name is Injury?
Yeah. Dumb bitch. I'm literally your sister.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.